is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. As we kick off another week of fun here, joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Dale, you were out last week on Monday because you had gone to, I think it was Atlanta, for the Gay Lexicon.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
It was the Gay and Lesbian Science Fiction Convention in Atlanta. It was a blast.
Yeah. So, any highlights? Anything you want to share?
I get to meet, I got to meet Amber Benson.
Who's that?
She's Tara from the Willow and Tara lesbian couple on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, okay.
She was there. She was really friendly. And it was a very cozy convention, so it's like you go to a panel with her, and it was like there's a bunch of people in the room chatting. It was really cool.
Like, how many people were attending this?
A couple hundred people.
Okay. So then
it can be a few hundred more than that at times, depending. But yeah, it tends to be cozy compared to like something like Dragon Con, which is tens of thousands.
Yeah, they've got really some huge comic book and sci-fi conventions out there. There's no doubt about it. I guess my question is this: this gal, whom I have no idea. I'm not the one to talk to about actors and actresses. Is she actually a lesbian, or
no,
does she just play one on TV?
She just plays one on TV. Yeah.
And why would they invite that, a person like that?
She's done a lot of great media for the gay LGBT audiences. Okay. So yeah, and not just that, she's also been in like a movie called I can't remember the name of the movie off the top of my head. I think it's.
So was she like a keynote speaker or on a panel or something like that?
Yeah, she was on a couple of panels actually, and you know.
I guess the gay community doesn't need to work real hard to get people into the acting community, so there's no real reason to particularly get a gay actor in there to kind of give advice on, well, you know, how do you do that too.
I mean, there's authors, and a lot of it's authors. You know, there's a lot of books,
sure,
book promotion, and things like that. And
specifically,
you know,
a gay
science. Gay Lexicon is attended by Gerald. Oh, I'm blanking.
Don't worry about it. So the books, are they essentially gay stories within the science fiction universe? Is that what
yeah.
you're focused on?
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
With sex and everything.
I'm not familiar with, none of these have crossed my desk. You know?
Well, Mark's always looking for new reading material.
Not
Who's your
really.
Favorite author?
I've actually pretty much stopped reading for pleasure.
What
really?
Surprised me was how many of these books that were full of gay, like a lot of gay male romances are written by like middle-aged straight women.
That's oh really?
Funny. Yeah, and yeah, it was you know, a lot of the authors there were straight women,
huh.
But yeah, that was fun.
So how did you do? I know that you had kind of had a side mission of maybe doing a little bit of self promotion for your radio program, Prometheus Unchained at flamingfreedom.com. You've had some flyers printed up and everything. How did that go?
That was cool. I had them sent straight to the hotel because they were gonna. It was coming up to the last minute and they kept messing things up. Mm-hmm. So we had them sent straight to the hotel and. And I handed out flyers and promoted the show, and we did a live broadcast of the show there.
Did you really?
Well, not we didn't. I don't mean to be confusing. We played the show in a conference room so people could come in and listen to it and call
oh,
in.
Cool.
And we did get several authors and stuff call in.
Did you have to like pay for the opportunity to do that, or
nope.
How did you hook that up?
Nope, I just worked it out with the convention.
That's pretty great.
They let us use a room.
Right on. So will you be going back next year?
Next year it's in Minneapolis, and then AtlantaCon is every year in Atlanta. This year it was merged with Gay Lexicon. But Gay Lexicon will be in Minneapolis next year, so I might go to that too. And I know a lot of people in New Hampshire that want to go, so we might be able to make a big carpool.
Toll-free number tonight here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything you want. Of course, the biggest liberty-oriented convention of the year is coming up here in approximately 4 weeks. We'll tell you more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, there's also some news that we didn't get to on Saturday night, including the no dancing allowed provision, according to some court. Was it a Supreme Court thing, Mark? I don't think it had gotten there that
D.C. Circuit court.
D.C. Circuit. So yeah. A lower level court deciding that it's apparently not allowed. It is completely appropriate for the government to arrest people for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial.
I suppose if they give them a warning, I guess.
If they give them a warning, then they can be arrested.
No, I'm just
people were arrested, correct?
One. It's one lady. The Jefferson One.
We actually, did we interview her or just talk to somebody about her? I forget.
We certainly talked, it's been years, yeah. I think, but I... We certainly talked about it exhaustively.
So there was a young lady, a liberty-minded lady, from what I understand, who had showed up. I believe it was Jefferson's birthday. She had showed up to dance in celebration. Am I correct on that?
The specifics I don't have as to why they were there. I do know that she was dancing late at night at the Jefferson Memorial.
Okay.
And was essentially asked to stop or something by security.
Some uppity security guard.
And then maybe she wasn't, she didn't grovel enough.
I believe, by the way, that she was silently dancing. I don't think they were playing music.
She was expressively dancing, yeah.
Right. And I wonder how many people were there late at night at the Jefferson Memorial who could be bothered by this act.
A few, was the answer.
Okay. Were they there with her, though? Or?
Few. I'm just saying few.
Yes.
I believe the people were with her.
So tell me what happened, Mark.
Okay, so this is from Volco.com. No constitutional right to dance in the Jefferson Memorial. So today's, this is from May the 17th. It's a little old, but still relevant. We need to update on this story. Today's D.C. Circuit decision in the Oberwetter versus Hilliard, concluding that, one, the Jefferson Memorial is a non-public forum in which reasonable viewpoint-neutral restrictions are permissible.
So run that by me one more time. Reasonable viewpoint-neutral restrictions?
Reasonable viewpoint-neutral restrictions
are permissible. What the
hell
does that mean?
I have no idea. I mean, I can only read the article. I've read it three times. I don't know what courts mean when they say stuff.
Yeah. Well, reasonable, of course, is code word for anything we say.
Yeah.
Because anything they say is reasonable.
That's it. I mean, that's the end of it, right?
What were the other two words again? Reasonable what restrictions?
Viewpoint-neutral restrictions.
Viewpoint-neutral restrictions. Meaning that my interpretation of this is that, not that my interpretation matters, but viewpoint-neutral, meaning we can restrict your expression of anything that we think is beyond neutral.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know whose viewpoint needs to be neutral.
That sounds incredibly arbitrary. What is considered neutral?
It is arbitrary. Every time they say reasonable, you can insert the term arbitrary.
Yes.
Well, whatever the man in the badge says at the time is what we'll support here on the court. And so viewpoint neutral. But that sure does sound like a real significant restriction on freedom of speech.
Well, I guess, I was trying to think about this. Like, try to imagine for a second if every week, every Sunday at 10 a.m., you went and held your, I'm trying to pick a really, bombastic type of religion here. See, you held your satanic ritual, that doesn't include killing chickens or anything like that. You had your Sunday morning Satan church at the Jefferson Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would be an unacceptable practice of freedom of speech?
If it's public property, and they're saying it's not basically public
property.
They're
calling it a non-public forum, meaning that you wouldn't be able to do or say whatever you want in it, I'd say.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's there for a specific purpose, and that is to celebrate the guy, Thomas Jefferson. Now, in my opinion, this girl was doing exactly that, and so therefore her behavior should be fine. However, I can kind of understand why the federal government wouldn't create a monument to Thomas Jefferson and then want you doing whatever it is that you want, whenever you want, for however long you want.
So much for the First Amendment, freedom of speech, right to assemble.
I have a problem with public property in general, okay. And I think that this is one of the problems that it creates.
But don't you agree that if public property is going to exist, then indeed anybody should be able to perform whatever kind of silent dance they want to on it?
I think that this is...
Ritual.
I think that they should sell the Jefferson Memorial to the Jefferson Memorial Foundation so that a private organization can run this thing. They built it. At the very least, at this point, turn it over to a private entity so I don't have to pay to maintain it.
In that case, if it's private property, then that private property owner can set whatever rules he wants.
That would be my opinion on it. I mean, I do think, so you live in this sort of world of trying to create something reasonable out of an entity, that is the government, that is unreasonable. If I have to pay my money into this, sure, I want to be able to do whatever I want on all government property because I paid my money into it.
And to do anything otherwise creates a slippery slope where if you open up to where, okay, well, no longer will we have non-reasonable viewpoint
on the sidewalk
restrictions.
Right.
But, more coming up here, 800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Invite you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. We've got listening options around the clock. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live via broadband or dial up flavor streams. They are free, of course. Plus, we'll list you all the 98 great radio stations that this show appears on throughout the week over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can access that information, details about our satellite channel listening, satellite listening options, including XM and our free-to-air satellite channel, plus the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Go get details on all of that over at listen.freetalklive.com. And I mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival a moment ago. It is the largest liberty-oriented event of 2011, and it's going to be happening June 20th through the 26th. Not too late for you to get it together and get on up here to New Hampshire and join up with hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 liberty-minded people, people who understand what the ideas of freedom are all about. It's a great social networking event. It's just a good time as well, just being in the woods there in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, but most importantly, surrounded by other like-minded people and all kinds of activities and events and speaking engagements and such will be happening. Family fun to agorism in action, live musical performances, karaoke, soapbox idol. There's a lot going on. In fact, I think that the Silver Circle movie is planning to be premiered at this.
Really?
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's
exciting.
And I've also heard that there may be, and don't quote me on these, but because we've been advertising Silver Circle in their movie here on this program in the past. So they may be premiering, and I believe the Libertopia film may be premiering as well, which is a movie, a documentary film about the Free State Project, about three of the movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So maybe some really neat movie premieres at Porkfest this year. So come on by. Of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and I'm sure a number of our co-hosts will be in attendance. So I expect Dale for at least to spend some time with us on the air. It's hard to pull away from the rest of the fun of Porkfest because there's always multiple things going on at the same time, and it can be difficult sometimes to.
Maybe my usual Monday night won't be too much. It'll just be getting started, so maybe I'll be ramped up too much, but then again, I might be partying my ass off already, so it's hard to say.
It's okay. We'll bend the rules as far as partying on air for Porkfest. Normally, drinking on the air is not allowed, and I guess there's some sort of FCC regulation against it, so we would ask that you take your sips away from your microphone.
I was going to say, what if I show up, like, absolutely, like, red-eyed, high, and drunk, and...
It has happened before, let me tell you. So 1-800-259-9231 is our number here tonight. Go to porkfest.com to get registered, porcfest.com. You can still use our discount code, FreeTalkLive, all run together as one word, to save 20% on the registration fee. Porkfest.com, you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be a blast. So we were talking about this story. It was a D.C. district court that ruled that a young lady... It was completely right for the police to arrest her for silently dancing in front of the Jefferson Memorial. I guess it was Jefferson's birthday. She was there to celebrate.
It was midnight.
By performing her own interpretive dance of some sort.
Yes.
In front of the memorial.
I imagine scarves and stuff.
In uppity...
Well, it had to be something incredibly risque for them to crack down on her like that, right?
No, she just wasn't doing what they thought they should.
I don't think it was, really.
Yeah, well, somebody might see that as being disrespectful, and apparently they saw it as being a reasonable viewpoint-neutral restriction, according to the court. It was completely okay.
Not the dance, but the stopping of the dance.
Right, the stopping...
It's not a violation of that.
Correct. But. The stopping of it would be a they would be stopping a violation of their reasonable viewpoint-neutral restrictions, which I still don't really know what that means. I don't know if they get into any more detail in this piece.
Oh, yeah, it goes on here. It says the government could therefore... bar people from engaging inside the memorial, in picketing, speech making, marching, holding vigils or religious services, and all other like forms of conduct which involve the communication or expression of views or grievances engaged in by one or more persons, the conduct of which has the effect, intent, or propensity to draw a crowd or onlookers.
So that means that free speech, the First Amendment is not protected on public property of, like, the Founding Fathers and stuff like
They're
that.
They're clear, yes.
That's correct.
The people that fought and put their lives on the line for the ideas of freedom of speech at their memorials, that is not acceptable.
Right. So, essentially, this is kind of backing up what has been happening. I mean, there are plenty of instances where police and bureaucrats will restrict people's access to certain areas of what is so-called public property, and they'll come up with whatever reasons they have for it, and they're all clear violations of the First Amendment, to me at least, my reading of, you know, the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, which means you should be able to do your satanic mass at the Jefferson Memorial, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, of the right to people to peaceably assemble, I think that would include quietly dancing in front of the Jefferson Memorial and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But clearly, they violated it all over the place, which gives, you know, brings me back to my point that I was going to make before the break about how this is an open door to the slippery slope. I mean, essentially,
the slippery slope is the door has long since been
right.
Open.
We're sliding down the slope. Okay, this is an indication that we are down. We're halfway down. You know, at this point, that the government is justifying now all of its restrictions that they have placed in various different venues based on wording like, well, we can use reasonable viewpoint neutral restrictions. And so anywhere we want to restrict your viewpoint, we will consider that reasonable. So on any government property that we think that you should shut up on, we'll just go ahead and apply this rule. And whether it be at the Jefferson Memorial or whether it be over in Orange County, Florida, at the courthouse there, which we've talked about recently, where a man in a robe has decreed that no one shall engage in any kind of protest or outreach activities or anything of that sort anywhere within the entirety of the complex, with the exception of very specifically defined, placed out of the way, so-called free speech zones. Now, he used a different term for it, but essentially that's what they are, free speech zones.
That's correct.
And so once people allow this to happen, and in many cases they will allow this to happen, will people go to D.C., the people, the so-called liberty-minded people that are in D.C., the Beltway libertarians, most of them, are they going to show up at the Jefferson Memorial to have a mass dance in? Because that would, to me, be the appropriate way to respond to a court decision like this, would be to bring 10 activists there, or 15 or 20 activists, or as many as you can round up, because in this case it was just the young lady, which of course usually when you're doing activism, if you do it alone, it's easy to get screwed over. Yeah. So bringing a bunch of activists to show up at that one location at a specific time, a crowd burst, as one activist recently put it, to do some dancing in front of the security guards and see what they do, that would be the way to challenge this, because that's the only way to challenge this. The courts are going to back this up. Okay, there's a chance if you took this to the Supreme Court level that they might overturn this. There's a slight chance.
I don't know. I don't think that that's the case. I mean,
but how much are you going to spend to take it to the Supreme Court?
Agreed. That much is true. It's going to cost a lot of money, and I have to, you know, when in inserting my brain into this weird world of legal land, I have to agree to some extent with the judge's assertion here. That when the government builds a monument to Jefferson, that there have to be, that the government in itself has to be able to control to some extent what goes on there. I have a problem with government property in general, and I think that leads to problems like this. But, you know, I you can't do satanic mass every Sunday at 10 a.m.
You should be able to. 1-800-259-9231, don't you think? 800-259-9231. Of course, I also agree that public property should be abolished. And Dale, you had an issue with that.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid, and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, it's 1-800-259-9231, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, we give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those, and you can get updates, we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, if you are following us on our various different updates delivery methods, including email, Twitter, and Facebook. You can sign up for any one or more than one of those for free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
You know, thanks to all the people who have been buying on this little dip in the price of gold and silver for Free Talk Live. There's just been a tremendous amount, Ian.
Really?
I just got the numbers today. And
good to know.
I'm really surprised with how many people were purchasing. But gold and silver, still on a little dip. Now's the time to buy. Buy the dip. You can do so at gold.freetalklive.com.
Presuming it's a dip. I mean, maybe it's a dip.
We were just talking about food prices in the break.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, what did you see, Dale? Talk about these food prices that you saw, because it's crazy.
I watched. Well, you pay attention to the things that you buy. You
right.
kind of know, oh, I'm going to go to Walmart today and get the thing that I buy every week, and you know exactly to the penny what the price is.
You do.
There's a.
I don't.
I do.
Okay. You don't buy stuff, do you, Mark?
I push the cart around.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll just talk to Dale about this then.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Mr. Nuclear Family over there.
Yep. You could just be outraged.
The housewife that does all the shopping and plans, that does all the financial planning in the house. And anyway.
She doesn't do the planning. She does the implementation.
Yeah. Well, I watched a block of cheese that I used to buy quite regularly, and I actually quit buying it there and bought it somewhere else. I watched it go from $7, actually like $6.98.
It's a fancy cheese.
It's a big block, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
like really sharp cheddar.
Gotcha.
Go from like $6.98 or something to just short of $10 in just a few months.
Jeez.
And so I don't know if the dairy industry is feeling something.
Everything is. I mean, it's like gasoline. It's inflation, the fact that the Federal Reserve has been printing the money.
But not everything went up is the thing. So I think there's, there's inflation, everything. But so there's other things that seem like certain industries. Grain, it could be a side effect of grain because they're feeding the animals with grain. I don't know.
Let me pop in here for a second. So I was talking to a manufacturer recently, or, actually he's a retail wholesaler. But anyway, he was saying, I just can't raise my prices right now. And basically what he was pointing out was that his competition hadn't yet either. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to raising prices, you're not necessarily seeing the same percentage as the end consumer. You know, the manufacturer isn't necessarily passing on the cost to you every single time. They're waiting until their competition does, breaks ranks, and then they'll follow or whatever. One of them will try to break ranks first. You know, they just can't handle, not passing on the price. So the fact is, that's what we say when we say the inflation of the monetary tends to increase prices. That's why you say tends, because it doesn't necessarily do it.
Well, right, because industry can become more efficient as well over time, and the efficiency of the marketplace and distribution systems and new manufacturing techniques can still bring prices down, even in the face of inflation.
Yeah, and that's why you see certain things, in fact, still staying getting cheaper, and they use that to make it to hide inflation. Things like electronics are almost always going down and getting better and better. And then they use that to say, look, inflation isn't so bad. Never mind that most of what everyone has to spend their money on are the essentials. You know, not a new computer, but food and clothing and things like that. And that's what's killing people.
So here's my question regarding the prices of the kind of the dairy oriented products. Because you had also mentioned cheese. You haven't said this on the air yet, but the other cheese, those cheese strips things, those cheese sticks, I guess.
I'm pretty sure they were 25 cents and they were like 33 cents.
Per stick.
So just buying them one off, or
if you bought one, I believe the pack is more too, but I didn't memorize that price.
I mean, those numbers that you're citing are tremendous. Going from 25 cents to 33 cents, you're talking about a 50% increase in price. Same thing with the block of cheese, going from 7-ish to 11, 12 bucks?
10.
Seven to ten. That's almost a 50%.
$3.50 would be 50%, so that's $3.
Right. That's huge in just a few months' time. So you're welcome to share what you've observed out there at the grocery store at 800-259-9231.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make on gold and silver. These are commodities. Admittedly, there's people get excited and they'll drive the price up. And then when they have what you call a correction, and it comes down a little bit, and then it gets driven back up. And I believe that that's what's going to happen. I don't know that it's going to happen.
That's my belief as well. I had an opportunity to buy silver very recently, and I just don't have the cash to do it right now, or I would have.
Well, that's what I want to tell people is that I'm buying now. It's only my best advice. Not that I know anything, but I try to pay attention.
And now you have to issue the disclaimer that I am not an economics advisor.
Know anything. Those people should have to issue disclaimers.
Right, exactly.
People know I'm an idiot. Those people.
Just wanted to make sure we were clear. So we can come back and talk about the issue of public property and how to unpublicize it here in a moment. But first, let's talk to Jeremy. Listening in Illinois, you can bring up anything, Jeremy. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just had a comment. My friend just got home from work, and he said that his boss's wife's brother was on the military ship, I guess, or whatever. And he said that his body looked like it was frozen.
Are you talking about
Osama bin Laden?
Yeah. And then it looked like it was frozen, like the soldiers that were,
Why would they bring a frozen body onto a military ship?
I'm just relaying what I was told. Yeah.
Right. And who was it? Your brother's wife's something or other?
Wife's brother? No, boss's wife's brother.
Yeah. Right.
You're relaying some hearsay to us.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
it is hearsay, but, I don't see why he would work for the government and make the, I just don't see why he would make it up and... I don't know.
They've made up a lot of things.
I'm not believing the government. I'm just saying as far as I believe that he was already dead and frozen is my point.
Okay.
I've I've speculated in my own mind on some conspiracy theory type stuff as far as Osama bin Laden goes. It would make more sense to me that if the government did in fact go get him, a week or two ago, whenever they did it, that they wouldn't have actually killed him when he was unarmed. They wouldn't have executed
right.
him. That they would have kept him as an important asset and just said they killed him so that people would, you know, leave him alone about it.
Exactly.
But the problem with it is that his daughter has, at least according to the news organizations, and there's a lot of news organizations from a lot of different countries, and that's why I tend to, each of these news organizations is going to have their own agenda, and they seem to all sort of be reporting that the daughter and the mother claim that they killed my daddy. That kind of
thing. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Of course he did.
Yeah. I mean, it's sick that they'd execute him right there unarmed, but...
Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Ben is in South Carolina. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, I've been used to follow Mama Allie's little court case thing. But since she went off the grid, I was curious what happened with her lawsuit.
Mama Allie. Know? Now, Mama Allie is a lady that runs ran a 24-hour delivery food delivery business, a completely underground, I guess, gray market, black market, agorist, whatever you want to call it, food delivery business. And she got into a situation where she was, I guess, at a nearby gas station for some reason, and she saw the police harassing a homeless guy, and she decided to go and videotape. And they then turned their attention to her, and one of the police proceeded to attack her physically. She ended up being beaten pretty bad, and
they of course charged her for pushing her head and body against the billy club over and over again, repeatedly.
Right. Gosh, if I'm I can't say I could recall this correctly. I know that
she
she's called
go back or something like that. Yeah, like it's basically over.
Some issue where it didn't end up. She got time served or
positive.
Something. Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't terrible either. Like, it could have been a lot worse for her, but it didn't. I mean, whenever you're dealing with bureaucrats, you're always going to try to minimize the damage.
Time served on beating up the police officer's baton.
Yeah, so it didn't pan out particularly well for her. But then again, it rarely does when you're dealing with a situation where you've got a lone activist trying to do some level of police watching style activism, and they just roll the whole system right on over top of you. She's not in jail at this time. I believe she's moved up to Tennessee and is doing some stuff up there. Anyway, I hope that helps. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Ring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Yeah.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. By the way, if you want to support this radio program, you may do so by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can order all kinds of things through our Amazon links there. We've got Amazon links for those of you in the U.S., in Canada, in the U.K., as well as Germany. You just click into the appropriate Amazon link for your country and get your shopping done. You're still going to get the same great Amazon deals that you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items and even used items as well. So get on over there and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey. I thought I'd call about religion and politics.
Sure, what's up? Go ahead.
People tend to give those a bad name because they don't like, they always say you shouldn't talk about religion and politics. And, of course, as a Christian anarchist, I like to talk about both.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Anyway, you were talking the other day about levitating tables, and people have often asked me why I tend to believe in God. And really, that's one of the main reasons, is because as a child, we got, our family got into this group that levitated tables.
Well, now, we weren't necessarily talking about it, but somebody had called in to say they had experienced that at a Ouija board session where various different things were levitating.
Right. So anyway, we did that. I don't want to get into it in a big bunch of detail or anything, but I have seen tables levitating with nobody touching them and no wires on them and so on and so forth. So
now, what were the circumstances? This was like a group of people that you spent time with? This just wasn't like a one-off at a carnival or something like that?
No, no. We did this ourselves. Actually, it would take like three people to perform this little seance where the table would levitate. And so sometimes there were just the three of us, just people that I knew. These are not, I'm not visiting somebody else and watching their little performance. This is stuff we did. So I know.
How do you go about doing that?
I don't want to get into all the details.
Just let him, when you make claims like that, I've got questions
saying, and then you can ask him about the levitating stuff.
What I'm saying is that that's one of the reasons I believe in God, is because I've seen things that I know have no scientific explanation. So therefore, I've come to the conclusion that there is a God, there is a creator, and that the way politics gets involved in this is because politics, or any kind of government, is a substitute for God. In other words, it's an antichrist, because looking as Christ as being the creator, whoever you want to, however you want to define that, the creator is the one who made you and has authority, proper authority over you as your creator.
Just one second, Gene. So Christians would claim that Jesus Christ is their Lord, and therefore any other Lord that is above or, you know, equal to Jesus would therefore be an antichrist. And I think that this is the very best definition of an antichrist I've ever heard. And this, just at this moment, I really all put it together. So this is what the government absolutely does, is usurps the position of authority that in fact should be a Christ in a Christian's life.
Interesting observation.
And that's the main reason that I am a Christian anarchist, because I don't believe in any earthly authority over man. The only authority over man could possibly be man's creator. And government is a fictitious entity, which we've discussed in the past. It's not a real thing. It's an idea. Mm-hmm. It exists only on paper. And it substitutes itself for your creator. It tries to provide for you. It tries to protect you. You have to pray to it. You have to pay tithing to it. I mean, everything that defines a religion is what the government is, only it's a false religion.
Right. Just imagine for a second whether the government considers itself to be above God, or whether or not you consider the government to be above God. In my opinion, Jesus said to render, as far as taxes go, to render under Caesar what is Caesar's, and I don't consider the dollars that I earn to belong to the government. So I believe I have a mandate from Jesus to, or, you know, God or whomever, not to give money to the government. So therefore, if I claim to the government that I don't have to do that, then what's the government going to do? In the same way, some people feel that they should smoke pot to get closer to Jesus or whatever. Whatever it is that they feel they should do, should they be able to do that? And what will the government do if they do?
That answer was absolute genius, wasn't it? Render under Caesar what is Caesar's and God to God.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, if he says
it was a superior answer from a superior being. Obviously, that they tried to trick him and they couldn't. But Ian, if you really want to know about seances, now that we've gotten that subject,
yeah, I love
well
the
covered,
point that you made, Gina. It was very good. But yeah, how do you levitate a table? Is it like chanting or?
It is chanting, and it is. You know, I don't want to promote table levitation, but here's the way it was done. Three of us would sit around a card table. There are four chairs. One chair is empty, of course. That's the chair that the spirit is supposed to sit in.
Hmm.
You put a candle behind the chair. I don't remember if it was left side or right side. I was young at the time. Hmm. You know, this is when I was in the, you know, preteen, probably 10, 11, 12.
Were the other two people that were there with you also of your same age range?
No, one was my mother and one was her friend.
I see.
And there were other people levitating another table in another area, and then there were times when we would levitate this table by ourselves, just me, my mother, and her friend. So the way you do it is you sit around there and you chant, and you wait for something to happen. It might never happen. You might sit there and chant for half an hour and nothing happens, but then maybe other times you'll chant, and all of a sudden the table will start to lift on the side where the chair is empty. Then, of course, you're supposed to be able to ask it questions, you know, and it's supposed to tap on the floor once for yes, twice for no, and you can ask it all these questions, you know, and, of course, if it's truly an evil spirit, it's going to lie to you, right? It's not going to tell you the truth. I mean, who would think that that a spirit like that would tell you the truth? So anyway, you get these question and answering session going, and at one point during the session, we asked if we could all take our hands off the table and move away, and it said yes. So we all took our hands off. There's the table sitting there with one end up in the air. Then we were able to run our hands over the table, under the table. There are no wires. There's nothing holding this table in the air. And at one point, somebody said, well, can I sit on the table, end of the table that's levitated? And the spirit said yes. So this guy sit on the end of the table. Now, these are just... This is a folding card table. This is not a big, heavy wooden table.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy is sitting on the edge of that card table, and it's twisting and turning, and you know, it is just barely holding on under its weight, but it's not going down to the floor. So I know.
That's incredible.
What
That's an incredible
I saw.
Story.
Now, I can't convince anybody else of this story, and I'm not trying to.
What are you going to do? I mean, like, what? How, as a talk show host, extraordinarily skeptical about you know, whether this really happened.
Well,
but I don't believe you're lying.
Right. I don't feel like you are. I feel like you're convinced that this happened.
And so would I be skeptical? I'm not. I don't blame anybody for being skeptical.
Sure. Right.
I'm just saying this is why I believe there's something beyond this life. This is my experience that's convinced me. I don't intend for this experience to convince any of you.
Now, see, this is interesting that you would come to, like, to me, the A and B are unconnected. You've seen something that is very amazing that I can't explain, or you believe you have, and I believe that you're telling the truth. I don't know. I'm skeptical because I've never, ever seen anything like that. And so it's one of these things where, you know, maybe it makes sense for you to believe something based on what you saw. But it doesn't. It's not a very convincing argument, obviously, to someone who's never seen anything like that. You know what I mean?
Which is why I don't typically use it as an argument to try and convince anybody.
How do you get from A to B, though? How do you go table floating 3 inches off on one side of the floor and there's an afterlife? Like those don't connect it to me.
Because this is a sign. It's a demonstration of powers that are not scientific.
That may very well be, but that doesn't mean there's an afterlife. You know what I mean? It's like this friend was telling me that he felt like he had communication from God, and I said, "How do you? Like, you're giving me communication. How do you know you're not hearing from really advanced aliens?" And he could never answer that question. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be able to answer it either.
Well, this is the thing about religion that you know, it is an interpretation of how to deal with the supernatural, whatever that is, whether that supernatural is in fact, you know, alien beasts that like to fool with us, or whether you know, it's really God. You know, I think that the religions
or
of the
some
world
metaphysical souls or something like
are
that
are just like the different style plugs when you travel around the world for power outlets. They're all different. You can't use a United States plug in you know, Denmark. So they're just different ways that people plug into this power source, whatever it is. They're trying to interpret it for themselves. They've come up with stories for themselves, and I think all those stories are fine.
But the power source is your creator.
All right, Gene, I've got more questions for you on this whole situation. You want to stick with us?
All right.
All right, more with Gene, the Christian anarchist here. Maybe you've got a question for him as well. 800-259-9231. Is it witchcraft to engage in this as a Christian?
It sounds like it.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.